Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
About 180,000 people in the U.S. develop aphasia every year. The neurological condition can be so severe as to make communication almost impossible, or it can be very mild. It may affect mainly a single aspect of language, such as the ability to retrieve the names of objects, or the ability to put words together into sentences, or the ability to read. There are several types of the condition. Non-fluent aphasia refers to someone who knows what they want to say, but they have trouble saying or writing what they mean. With fluent aphasia, a person may say words or sentences that don't make sense, or they have difficulty understanding others. Global aphasia affects all aspects of language and is applied to patients who can produce few recognizable words and understand little or no spoken language. And with anomic aphasia, the patient will have trouble using the correct word for objects, places, or events. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.